Okay, so that was good. Jed, would you like to say something, Jed?
Thanks, Bob. Hello, Ion.
It's my number one.
I'd like to ask you for some pointers on how to get my cipher code to stop outputting gibberish and start outputting something meaningful.
You're not using a Playfair cipher. So you're getting setters, you're not getting pointers.
But I followed the Playfair protocol for substitutions.
Well, we think, no, you did not accurately. You left one there. So when you repeat in an infinite, you always fall out. And that makes it all off by two, not one. If it was all off by one, you'd always have a replacement for that particular 5-point connection, pentad, yes?
So there's three different vectors involved, depending on the relationship between the digraphs?
I'd say five, because you have to have the beginning and the ending spaced. If you don't have those placeholders, how would you have room to bump one out and still survive? The reason you're having gibberish is because it's falling out, that it's reading in between your spot. You're off by two. It's gibberish because it's off by two. But you have to have five holes and three vectors. And if you had those spaces, then the spaces will line up. Because if you say, if you say this is and don't have a space, what is that? T-H-I-S-I-S. Do you see?
Oh, okay. You mean the space between the words?
Well, the space between your cipher. Because it's still a 5-point. You have three vectors.
Okay,
but you had to have the beginning and the end. So you had to have a space before and a space after, and then the 3 points. And the word can be 90 letters. But it's still within the vectors will still apply.
But you're not saying that the spaces between the words have to be included in the compiled version, right?
No, but they have to be included in the formula that makes the sprocket turn within the confines or construct of a Playfair cipher. It's early Laveler.
Now it sounds like you're talking about the round cipher. Is that the Wheatstone? When you say
correct.
Sprocket?
Yes, but we're including it because you're saying you're getting out gibberish. The reason you're getting out gibberish is you've not set it into those. You've not set those directions to be inclusive on a platform. For example, we could say your Playfair cipher would work if we're using granite, because you'd have to move each piece of granite into a spectral field to be included in your cipher. Or you would include the spaces between those stones when you were stacking them by hand. Your system that you have is just blowing it all together like you would a sandblaster, so it looks as though it's just been blown everywhere, or nonsensical, as you say.
But am I correct in using the square, or should I be using the rotor, like the round?
Rotary.
Oh, okay.
Rotary.
Oh, big difference. Back to the drawing board.
Lost. You got that from Lost. We told you. You asked months ago about that. The circle where the smoke monster came out of or went to. It was round. It turned.
Oh, Lost.
Fountain.
Lost TV show. Okay.
Yeah. You asked about that, and you went all about it. Boy, you had all the world for the payoff then. And we were like, phew, finally he got it. Bob said, not for long he doesn't. And sure enough, not for long he didn't. So it's all good.
Hey, Jed, Laveler is the guy who designed Washington, I think, or the Smithsonian or something. What did
got
he
it.
Do,
okay.
Ion? What did Laveler design?
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty.
And the Resolute Desk.
The Resolute Desk.
And you spell that Laveler?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Look it up. Just put in Statue of Liberty, creator, designer.
Shit. No, Siri will help you. Siri will do it.
Okay.
Laveler.
Do I have time for more, Bob?
You have all you want. You're number one. God damn it.
So for my place of storing, well, we'll just use coded language here, for my piggy bank.
Call that your sty. Call it your sty.
Is it going to have similar properties to this, to all the blockchain digital currencies where it stores a
that's
ledger?
That's why we call it. That's why we call it a sty. A parlor.
Ooh,
a sty. A parlor. That's why we call it that. Yes, it will. And then it will include all the fire of life.
All the fire of life?
Fire.
Okay, maybe it'll sound clearer on the archive, but it was kind of breaking up. I couldn't hear that.
Fire. Well, y'all separate
okay.
yourself. We have all this going on. We're holding up about 1,700 worlds right now. We're trying to get to everybody at the same time, and they're all bleeding through. Those bleeding heart liberals are trying to take over the damn world, and it's just messing up. They're fucking up some commas, number one. That's what you're doing. You know the song, Fucked Up Some Commas, Betty Wop?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one. 100,000 and 100,000 and 100,000 and 100,000. Fucked up some commas. Fucked up some commas, yeah. That's what's happening here. They're getting lost in the commas. Punctuation,
they
say.
When you say they, are you talking about the existing banking establishment?
The superfluous. They, that includes everyone who isn't you.
So is anonymity an important feature in my sty?
Well, you got to ask it a different way. You got to ask it a different way. Well, you don't
okay,
have
the way
to, but if you want an answer, you should ask a different way.
Okay. I'm using the blockchain as a reference for what I'm doing, and I'm probably not going to end up doing it exactly the way the blockchain works, but I'm using that as a starting point. And the blockchain creates this anonymous-looking ledger where it doesn't say people's names, it's all codes, and it's stored in the public. Is my sty going to be similar in that it's anonymous and public,
no.
or is it going to be back
be
to
anonymous.
The old sense?
It's going to be anonymous even in the cloud. We have an infrastructure that will hold it separate, and only a few will have access. Bob will have access, so be careful. Everybody will be in it before you know it. He'll have it on the dupes of non-physical and some ridiculous something, but, yeah, we've made a space for you. We got it.
So does the sty be better?
60.
Okay. So the sty is better off being like the central trust authority rather than this distributed model?
16,
okay.
In the brain trust.
But it's still going to involve a ledger, is that right?
Yep. Well, let's call it a legend, not a ledger. Legend is inclusive. It's like the Dewey Decimal System. If you took and you did a Playfair cipher, including the Dewey Decimal System, would it point you directionally to Autobots?
Maybe I'll try and see.
Do you know how to change the cloud yet?
Chemically or digitally?
There's no difference, though, according to Bob.
Okay.
Well, ask him. He'll tell you there's no difference. There's no difference in a Larussian caudal ecology. There is no difference. They're all included. You know how that goes,
correct.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, correct. Right. By changing the amplitude, move the epicenter.
Of the frequency. Of the not the epicenter, of the frequency. Because the epicenter is center. Then it's always the center.
Yeah.
But how strong it is and how virulent it is tells you how far away it occurred from the epicenter. See? How far it reaches. So, good.
But changing the amplitude. Yeah, changing the amplitude is, that's like my handle that I can pull and push. Whereas the other stuff kind of is.
Yes. That's what you're pushing and pulling to or toward or against or from. 14 degrees of separation is what opens it. It'll make a lotus flower bloom.
And that same formula is used for obsolescing and retrieving information?
Yes, as long as you stay out of the Rouge Quadrant, you'll be all right. So you wake up with a little bomb in the LaRouche Quadrant.
And with this thigh, I'm wondering about the issue of preventing the loss of value due to time-based, and I know there is no time, but in transaction.
Then you can't have it both ways. There either is or is not. And if there is, you better gauge accordingly. And if there's not, then there's no reason to prevent it. They don't put in storm shutters, and they don't sell snow shovels in the middle of the desert because they don't have snow. Now, if there is going to be snow, then you better have electric things on your roof to melt the ice so it doesn't fall off and chop your head off. Right?
Right.
They don't sell seashells in Iceland. If they do, they're imported.
Okay. So no time means no interest.
And that's what you have now. They're actually paying you to borrow money now. It's minus, so now time is being consumed by itself. Now you have to pay them to keep your money. That's how much no time there is. It should just be zero, but now it's minus. So it's absorbing time. Now you're going to start absorbing time. You've got so much time, you don't know what to do with it. You got to get rid of it. You got to obfuscate it. That's what happens. Obfuscation.
You mean send it somewhere else?
No, obfuscate does not mean send it somewhere else.
So sort of mask it?
Now you don't know, so look it up.
Well, normally when you obfuscate something, you make it sort of conceal.
We aren't speaking normally or nominally. We're saying look it up. Give us a Miriam or Noah Webster's, the lexicographer's version of to obfuscate.
Okay.
We adore
to
you,
render
by the
obscure.
Way.
Thank you.
And
to render obscure, unclear, or unintelligible. That sounds like encryption.
Yes, how very wonderful, by Joe. You finally figured out something. Uh-huh. So it can be hidden in plain sight.
So I'm going to be encrypting time.
Or de-encrypting time.
It's interesting because one of the synonyms for the word obfuscate is cloud. To cloud something. So I'm going to be clouding it, Ion. Clouding time?
No.
Declouding. Declouding?
Well, you're going to be in the cloud, but we already told you that it's going to be safe and secure, and nobody's going to get it except for Bob. And we already told you that Bob's going to put it on something ridiculous like the dupes of non-physical hazard, some bullshit, where everybody's going to have it. So even then, it's going to be obfuscated or hidden in plain enough sight so that even when everybody has access to it, up to and including the fucking Dewey Decimal System, that it won't be able to be known to them in spite of Bob.
I'm going to put it on Alt Scrub Genius, Jeff.
Oh, no.
The scrubbers.
So that I can frustrate them. I will frustrate them. They'll have it.
The scrubbers.
So that Dewey Decimal System, is that going to be used in the...
No. We're trying to speak in LaRouchean to send you around the world. We're not trying to say for you to do that because we just told where it all is. That's just a thing that everybody uses that no one knows what is. And just because Dewey Decimal says it's a fiction, that means it must be in fiction. But the work doesn't have to be fiction to have a Dewey Decimal System that's fiction. Right?
Right.
But if the code puts it in fiction, then it has to be fiction. Okay, it goes in the fiction section whether it is or is not. That's the point.
Okay.
The representation of good air, bad air, good touch, bad touch.
I see.
Xenocracy. Xenocracy, said the blind man who reached his hammer and saw.
Xenocracy? So xenocracy plays into this sty concept?
Ask Bob. He knows everything. Just ask him.
Ion, is the dark web any more a part of the cloud than the clear net that all the Facebook people are browsing on?
Well, we say We say it is clear. We say this darknet can't be found. We say that Microsoft has the emails in Ireland, and they won their case. They're not going to give it up. We say Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to have a little gizgasm, because now and eternally, anytime something comes up with the sitting president of the United States, she'll have to blow her fucking brains out and recuse herself. And so, of course, she's going to play that for all it's worth. Make sure she's recused on every level.
Jed, did you, when you said the cloud, did you mean Jobs' cloud or Ion's cloud?
Jobs doesn't have a cloud.
Well, whatever, whoever has it.
Jobs has an Amari vase at JW's.
In my currency that I'm storing, do I store it, the values as U.S. dollars, or do I create my own new kind of token, something that's kind of like generic?
We say you better get the fuck out of everything except for U.S. dollars.
So keep tracking U.S. dollars. Keep tracking U.S. dollars instead of my own currency.
Yes, we would say yes. That's right. Unless you wanna pay the bitch in bitcoins, but we don't think that's pricey.
No, but I could create, for storage, I could create any kind of arbitrary, I could call them bobs instead of dollars, you know what I mean? Like, it could be anything. So just stick to U.S. dollars. Okay.
Well, you're going to get lost if you don't, because when you shift this shift middle, you're going to have that's why we got rid of the Forex. You do know the Forex is gone, yes?
You mean the whole system of foreign exchange?
Yes.
Got rid of it. That's the biggest transaction market in the world.
And is it gone?
Okay, it's simply gone. So no one's doing Forex at all anymore?
No, they aren't.
Why do so many people think they're doing it? Like, where's that money going when they buy some U.S. dollars?
We have no idea. We may be telling you something.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
So money's on lockdown. It's not actually moving.
Bob Rule.
You hear that, Bob?
Bob knew that already. Bob's been saying that. Bob's been trying to tell you this is not that all along. Tried to use the quadrants to prove it, and tried to show all this other stuff, and have this ridiculous.
I wrote a couple of paragraphs for Roxy's video.
Paragraphs and did something, and then killed Gail Zappa, and it was all a good, solving good downhill thing. So it's all good.
That's true. I won't say what I said is true, but that was pretty good.
It was pretty good. He just wanted her damn house or the vault or something about that. No, we're not taking your money. We don't need your money. And he said, fine, bitch, die. Don't. Just like that. Poor Bob.
Moon still loves me, right?
We knew her
was. Moon loves me, right?
Moon Unit does, yeah. And Zweeble. Don't forget Zweeble. Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down. Weevils. So sad. But happy day.
Now that we're going to be eternal, I found very interesting what Dion said, that negative interest is an expression of no time.
Yeah.
So I would like to know how.
Well, it's not no time. It's consuming time. It's not an example of no time. It's consuming. See, no time would be zero. With that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
So then how would someone operating a ledger system profit from, you know, allowing facilitating transfer and storage and value?
Consume the space. If you had one transaction that consumed every space that was, it would control all the space. So then there would be no space available to control or consume anything else. So he who controls all of Fifth Avenue controls New York City. And there's no value to it. You just control it. You say what pops up. Isn't that what the alphabet people have been doing all along? The value is which number comes up first, what drives the market. which macaroni and cheese is the cheesiest?
How somebody who is eternal will, for example, have a property, money, or make transactions?
They won't. It'll be inception. Inception. It's a lack of perceived modality. That we're getting deep into Dobstown now. A lack of perceived modality. Inception.
So it's better to control the system. So it's being the house in the casino rather than being one of the gamblers. Be the house.
Correct. But the best way would be a gambler in the casino that was the house. Then you would go in and you would find the loudest, most boisterous, most money-throwing, ridiculous, inappropriate in every way whale, and you would go to wherever they're playing, and if they're betting $100 million on go or pass, you get on the don't pass, and you put $3. Well, guess what? $3 is going to win.
Because the other guy's such an ass? Is that why?
No, because he's drawing attention. And they're trying to bring money to the table to round it, to make a new whale that everybody can say, oh, here's where all the action is. You know, like a craps table, and everybody gets, they're just throwing fucking money. After a little bit, they don't know. They don't care. They're just throwing money. They don't care because it's hot. It's moving. Blah, 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 blah. But the money in the table is what the house wants. They don't care whether you win or lose. They just want the big crowd with the money at the table, because then somebody's going to drop $100,000. Now, think about it. May win, may not win, but it brings the $100,000 to the table. They don't need bliss. They just need the chance at bliss. You see?
Okay, but you're saying that
you walk into the casino and then you get to a no-limit table and you make a billion-dollar bet, they're going to call Steve Wynn before
right.
They take that bet. They have to cover it. Otherwise, remember, you take over. Ask Storm Brinson about that. He'll tell you all about it.
Okay, but you're saying that it's better to be that gambler that walks into the table where the whale is playing. You're not saying to be the whale, are you?
No, we're saying to be the house that's betting against the whale as a patron. You don't have to be the house. You can represent, be a representative of the house and bet against the whale, which is a guest.
Oh, okay, so he's kind of like a mule for the house.
You work with Bob, everyone is sooner or later.
Okay.
Aren't they? Well,
so,
Jed, did he say work with Bob?
Yes.
Everyone becomes a mule eventually, he said.
Ass, gas, or grass. Nobody rides for free.
I was thinking how the Templars claim that they originate at the time of the Solomon Temple, and you said the 666 is a degree of separation. And that's what when John the Revelator talks about the 666, is about the financial system of King Solomon.
Torquia. So, yeah, Torquia's vision.
Torquia the ninth... something, the ninth gate.
Gate.
That movie is the ninth gate, Roxy. It's about Torquia, the writer
Torquia,
in 1600.
The writer in 1666.
There's your 666, Roxy.
Yes, because
Book
he
of
was
Shadows.
The whole world. And just the fact that the S and the two columns refer to the Solomon Temple. And then we see that in 9/11.
It's also the marker for square cash.
That's the online payment system.
That's right. You do that symbol and then a username.
So that symbol is used in this online thing?
Yes.
In the Book of Revelations,
so
when it talks about how there's the mark of the beast, and anyone who doesn't have it can't buy or sell.
Well, they can't trade.
They can't trade. would that be along the lines of anything in banking institutions today, or is that the iCell, or is that the STI that I'm working
You'll
on?
You'll see. You'll see.
Ian, what is the, you ask us to ask it questions again. What does 666 refer to?
It's a reference.
To the 6 degrees of separation is what you said before, in three areas.
It does. Three levels. But now you've gone beyond the kingdoms. Now you've moved it to the cloud. What's the cube grade of 666, number one?
One second.
That we love number one because he takes things literally correctly. He goes in these little strange queer shit, but that's okay. It don't ever last long. And he brings it back in and he just knocks the little man out of the boat every single time. We just adore that. He's so good.
And I've evoked a new meaning of 666, people. Here it comes.
Yes.
Oops, there it is. Oops, there it is. Yeah, we're preaching him to share the ball, y'all.
Shadow ball?
Okay. Share the ball.
Yeah.
Share the ball, Bob. That's what you said.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oops, there it is.
Okay, cubed root of 666 is 8.732891741 3.
Interesting. From your podcast. That could be, and it could be a frequency, couldn't it?
Okay. And can you indicate the purpose of doing the cube root for this and not, say, the square root?
Well, there's three, not two.
Oh, because there's three digits. Okay.
Two. And you got to find it. So you're trying to apply. You ask the significance of it. Well, then that becomes the moniker placeholders. For amplitude and frequency. Frequency. It's like you say 13 is an unlucky number. Well, we don't find that to be the case, you see. Or the 666 is the devil number, blah, blah, blah. All that is the point of frequency of the mark of the beast of where they're operating. That's the frequency that they're operating. You're trying to get to a different frequency. Jenny Bell knows that frequency. You're not at any 8 point something. You are at a different frequency.
Oh, so 8.732891741 3 is the frequency.
That's the mark of the beast.
That of the people who believe 666 is an evil number.
No, it's not that. That's the mark they take on the mark of the beast. It's the beast. That's the little man's position of the beast.
That's
so they have to have that to buy and sell. If you're not God, you have to take on the nut mark of the beast in order to trade.
No.
But if you're God, you're at a different frequency, and that doesn't apply.
Okay, so we got the frequency of the little man today. That's good. So someone could create some vibrational...
It's because of Bob. It's because of Bob. You can gauge them. Now you can bring, I can put an app back to that. Let's do Pokemon. You can get a, you can Pokemon. You can find you a Jigglypuff and do an app so that the telephone can take you and track you and find you and show you where that is. It all in Pokemon is right inside of Fort Knox. You got to break into Fort Knox to get your Pokemon. And you get right up there and they chop your head off, but you get into Fort Knox to get them Pokemon and the Jigglypuffs and the Chimipoops and the Chopping Cops. And the Nooblers and the Nogs and the Dibdins, and it's so much fun. It's great fun. It's becoming not virtual, it's becoming real because it puts virtual where you are, no matter where you are. See?
So now that everyone's running around looking at these avatars, are they seeing their true representation of themselves?
No. They don't know what they are, and they wouldn't recognize it if they did. So, no. Easy. See?
Is there anything interesting that they're putting into Pokemon Go's terrain that people are going to see with the app?
Well, they're going to see things in a different moniker. They're going to see things. They're going to look at things differently. You're not ever going to trust your lying eyes again with reality. Reality is going to be gauged on what your phone or the cloud presents the image to be. We won again, and we're going to make it flourish. It's going to be wonderful because people are going to use it. They're going to say, look at this pile of gold. Oh, hold on just a minute. They'll hold the phone up and look at it. That's not a pile of gold. That's a pile of shit. That's not gold. You don't know your ass from the hole in the ground. Look, here, right here on my telephone. My telephone will tell you what you see. Are you going to believe us or them damn lying eyes of yours? That's what's wrong with you, them lying eyes. You can't even see straight. So now the telephone is going to filter. And it also is going to catch spaceships and all kinds of bullshit, too. Because remember how the digital age, Bob's more motherfucker shit. Bob created this bullshit, stupid craziness. We could just go stand around and sing Kumbaya at the Stonehenge and been Lappert. Through with this. But no, Lappert's ice cream had to be brought into it to make it all a thing. We have to give the recipe for the damn ice cream for everybody to figure out. And then they get mad and start filing uncivil suits and running around here getting crazy. And then they still have to have it. And then they can't. Then they find out that Bob owns them and they have to sue themselves and pay Bob because Bob's who owns Bob. Then they lose it. And then Bob loses his ice cream parlor to himself. He loses it to himself so he doesn't get to say what kind of ice cream. But then at the end of the day, he finds himself paying for his own damn ice cream that he owns for himself and then commits tax fraud because he's using Lappert's money to pay for his ice cream. And it's, he's money laundering his own damn money. It's the craziest thing ever. The Justice Department is thoroughly looking into it. Don't you worry. It's all good.
So, Ion, if somebody is looking through their phone on Pokemon Go and they see a big pile of macaroni and cheese in the phone, but then they pull the phone away and look and it's a big pile of shit, is there any way they can enjoy the eating the macaroni and cheese instead of eating the pile of shit?
They don't know the difference now anyway, so yeah.
Did you bring in Pokemon Go? Is this your operation? Because it just kind of happened out of nowhere, and no one.
Who else? The anime world of a Jigglypuffed. Where in the world would all that ridiculousness just come from? With the kazoos and the serpentine and
wait.
The labradobbers and the dubinobbers, flippantibs, flipperdops and the knopperlockers and the kickitickies and the jiggies and the nobblenobbles and the dubadoob and the
nobblenobbles.
Okay, you win.
It comes from me. That's right.
Yeah, Bob on peyote.
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, Bob on peyote.
Hey, I'm in Lappert's. I'm exhaling RNA drops in the store there. For many
right
years
you.
Now, have I altered Lappert's
right
ice cream?
Right you. It's a Pokemon. Right you.
Okay. But did I alter
right
the
you.
Lappert's ice cream with my exhalation
in the
store?
Yes. Well, not in the store, in the factory, when you've been there all over the place. Don't you remember the day that Snicker bars were it, and then one day you said, oh, I'm never eating Snicker bars again, and you haven't?
Right.
That's when you took over Lappert's.
Yeah, it's about 3 years ago, yeah.
Got it. And then when you're eating them by the case, and then all of a sudden one day it's like, oh, nope, it's over. And I hope for so much more. No.
But Lappert seems to be getting better and better, so I'm affecting the factory.
Do, and the cream that they're using has changed. We have a better whey in the cream. It's a restructuring.
Yeah, we try.
We are restructuring Lappert.
What do you think of that, yeah. Roxy?
Yeah, the agents are working for you.
That's right. Hey, Ian, is that particular woman with the black hair who let Chad and I and Kate and Carolyn come in one Friday night past their time, was she an angel?
Natalie, yes. She still is.
And Ion, why was she covering up that type of ice cream that we liked?
Because no one else could have it, and Bob doesn't like anybody touching anything that he may touch one day. That's why he pees sitting down. Tell him, Bob.
Do Bob.
What?
Bob was hoping we would pass on. Yeah.
Move on down there. It's the little bird. bird. He's the little bird on Beretta. Remember the little bird on Beretta?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chico or whatever?
Chico, yeah.
The little bird on Beretta. We're talking 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, let me bring someone else in.
Okay, bring Barnaby Miller. Remember Barnaby Miller?
Yeah, I remember that show. Yeah, I never saw it, but I know of it.
Well, Barnaby Miller. It's like Barnaby and Barney Miller.
Barney Miller. Well, Barnaby Miller. Barnaby Miller. We like Barnaby Miller.
We're going to bring in Lovejob. Lovejob is running for politics. Hey, go ahead, Matt.
Come on, Lovejob. Let's get you loved up. Get right now.
Yeah. I need it. So, yes.
How was it? Now, let's talk all about it. Now, first it starts with a little bit of a feeling, like a feeling in the bottom of your belly, right?
Okay.
No, that's a question.
Do I feel something in the bottom of my belly?
Yeah, before you achieve an erection. Not privacy, just an election.
It does feel like sex, Ion. I really enjoy this a lot.
Okay. Now, how do you get the blood flowing into your penis for your election?
That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, okay. It starts in the bottom of your belly. Now, are you blue bald or red bald? Which is it?
I'll be blue bald until I win, I think, right?
Okay, so you're going with the Democrats then? Wow. Wow, okay.
No, I'm a Republican. I'm the Republican.
Well, then you're red, silly. Don't you know? There's your trouble. God damn, you don't even know the different colors of the damn electorate, people. So you're red bald. There's a difference. See, that they changed those some time ago. So it helps if you're going to run for public office to know which party you're fucking with.
Well, I'm a libertarian Republican.
Oh, but, Lord. There's nothing worse than a used condominium.
Ion, what?
Okay, stop. Well, let's get some more things straightened out before you start going into your puffed up puffery. Hold on. So you're a red bald male who's working on an election, right?
Correct.
And you're trying to get the blood to flow, and we say that blood is always flowing into your penis. It flows there naturally. But what you're trying to do is the vasodilators can, once it starts, once you get it going that way, with a little bit of contrast, you can get the blood to stay inside the penis because it closes the little vasodilator and lets it come in but won't let it go out. So the more you squeeze and or engage it, the more filled it becomes. And then once it becomes filled, you can maintain and achieve an election. Do you understand?
Wow, that's pretty good, Ion, because it helps conceptualize the energetic aspect of the election process, the campaign process, which I've been trying to figure out. So, all right,
we know. Okay, now we're not through. We're not through. Once you work it, you get a great raging election going on. Now, you're not doing it just to get it hard. You can wake up with a piss hard anyway. You don't have to do anything. That's what incumbents have, are piss hards. You see?
Yeah.
They wake up with an election. Wow. They didn't even run. They just woke up with a piss hard. They had to pee and they couldn't want to wet the bed. So they have a vasodilator that stops them to block their urethra from losing their votes. Okay? But what you're trying to achieve, is an ejaculate in the election. Do you see?
I see.
All right. So, in this contrast, when you're working the election, when you work the election, you can be very brisk and soft, or you can be hard and affirm a lot of pressure. You can use spit. That's always effective. It's love if you use spit. Or you can sometimes use some type of motion lotion cream or something to soothe it, if that's the case. But now the trick of this is not to get it done. The trick is to thoroughly enjoy it on the way. Now, yes, ejaculate is the goal. You want to win, But the point of the election is to make it be large enough for everybody to see, and that you can become the one in the race that everyone notices. Basically, if you bid the electoral correctly, then what happens? It becomes very, very thorough, okay?
Can you repeat that last bit, Ion?
Probably not. Move along.
Well, why? Well, now, you got the election, and you got the working it, and we got the ejaculate of trying to complete it. But once you get elected in the ejaculate of the election, do you know what to do then?
Well, what were you saying about how I bid the electorate?
How you bid the electorate is what you're trying to say.
Yes.
How you fuck the voters.
Right.
Okay. If you do it well, they'll love you forever. If you don't do it well, he fucked us over. We hate him. Kill him. Bring him in the streets. There it goes.
Okay.
Did you get that? How'd you like that? Was it fun for you?
It was. This is good, Ion.
Do you understand? Good. Do you understand? Now, all the things that the normal emotion that you go through in having an orgasm is exactly the same that you would use in an electoral process. See? You even have an electoral college to see how you fucked. You don't even get to gauge how you fucked or not. Somebody's got to rate your fucking. You don't even get to decide. Well, I voted for him. Who gives a fuck? It's what the electorate says. Electoral college, the fucking college, the ejaculate college says how you ejaculated or not. It's all good. Whether or not you're shooting blanks or if you're full of shit. See? For all the scat lovers out there, you know, the Hershey Highway, it's all good. So then you come back to another conversation which says you now achieved it, you've got the erection, you're doing pretty good, now what you want to do with it? So you run around and just give everybody windmill action. That's wonderful, but you really want to get focused on it and land it somewhere where you're going to do some good. Don't you agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's the next phase of this program. You have to know your ejaculate, your electorate.
So you're saying the key is to, as fully as I can, knowing the electorate.
Yep. And thoroughly fuck your constituency.
All right.
That's what they want. Otherwise, they wouldn't hire you to do it. You wouldn't vote on it. They'd just appoint you. Right?
Okay, all right. This is pretty good, Ion. This is pretty good.
Anyway,
hey, Lovejob, are you running for state senator stuff, or are you running for Washington?
No, it's state house representative, but...
Okay.
So it's all state level, but once I win the state level, I do want to go to the congressional level.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, Bob. Like, holy shit. Like, we have a real chance of winning. You know, I'm just using all of my... Bob knowledge over the years,
yeah.
And we have a real chance. We're building momentum. Our name is getting out there. It's the real deal. I mean, we're really politicking, Bob. It's crazy.
Well, good to hear.
Stay out of the LaRue Squadron, or we will squash you like a bug.
I was gonna go into the LaRue Squadron. Why do I have to avoid that?
Because you will prove that you're not the man for the job if you ever go into the Lyndon LaRouche quadrant, because you're already doomed, and you would be the thing that dooms it. So you can schedule a crucifixion as long as you don't mind being the one they string up.
Okay.
You got to stay out of the LaRouche quadrant, or we'll elect you. We don't have a problem with that. That's fine. It might save your backers a lot of funds, knowing that you can make it. But then after that, it's caveat emptor. You better behave. You're in lockdown Bob rule. He'll squash you. He's squashed less for just stray words. That's Reverend Stank.
I have a question, Ion. Is my running in any way connected to the fate of America as per St. Germain Project?
Martha James.
Martha James.
Yep.
All right, well, do a little Google on that.
No, no, she'll find you.
Okay.
Being all full of piss and vinegar as you are.
Ion, can you keep hitting me with some... This is really good.
Stop. We're verklempt over here. Stop. You're just teasing us so. Yes, we can hit you a little more. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Now, you woke up one day and said, let's go into the electorate. I want to run something. I want to be something. I want to do something. I've listened to Ion. I know what Ion says. I know how it's supposed to go. I know how it's supposed to be. I think most of this stuff that Bob says is bullshit, ridiculous stuff. I don't know where the hell he comes up with this crazy stuff. You'd have to be goddamn stupid to listen to anything he has to say. But every time I turn around, I bump into something else that he said that's right. Every time I turn around, this crazy Ion says something that's right. And all of a sudden, now the people are starting watching. Look, see, this is right. And we say something, the most crazy thing he'd ever say, and all of a sudden, it's right. And all of a sudden, you know, the only thing that's left is what's right. And all of a sudden, wait a minute, if I have this in the electorate, I can do this and do another thing. I can make it something that the people are going to look for outside. I can find out what they want, how it goes, and how it goes, and how it goes, and how it goes. Then I can see how it goes, and then we'll do the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. There's no limit to what I can do. I can do it all. I can do everything. And then you can't. And all of a sudden, you can. All of a sudden, you listen a little bit, and then Bob will tell you what to do. He'll tell you what to do. And then you do that, and all of a sudden, it's like, all men bow before you and ask for your vestige. The next thing you know, you figure out something, and you know what you don't know, that you didn't know, that you might know, that you couldn't know. And all of a sudden, you know where the shit's fixing to go. Oh, my God, the Mississippi River's fixing to go the other way. Who said that? Well, we won't be talking about that. We'll let that go along. That won't ever stop. No, we won't be talking. Joplin, Missouri, what about that? Baton Rouge, who killed what? Why are they killing police officers? What's police officers? We got to do something about this. We got to pass a law. We got to do something. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, that bitch, we need to kill her. She's got to go. Okay. Now, we're going to legislate that. We're going to have a purge. We can purge them, and nobody's spending. Everything's going to be electric. We're going to get a big erection. We're going to get it all worked out. And it's going to be Lovejob's version of how it's going to run the world as we know it. Because you already know how this goes. If you know that the purging is going to be, you don't have to worry about funding Save America campaign, because it's not there. Then you just get swept up with what's left. Be God's answer for the electorate. Be God's answer. I'm bringing you God's view to the electorate. God's view to the electorate. I like that.
Man, that's really
that was
good.
Your free part. That's your free part. Mind your pints and quarts, little one. That's what we'll say to you. You mind your pints and quarts. And we'll see how this goes.
Wow, that's really good.
It'll be fun. Don't forget. Well, no, forget. We'll show you what pitching and catching feels like. It's all right. It's great fun. You'll like some of them anyway. But it's going to be fun. Don't lie. Tell the truth, even if it's yucky. Tell the truth, even your version of the truth. That's just radical. People aren't used to that. Okay? So make that be what it's about. I'm going to tell you right. You don't like it? I'm sorry. It's the way it is.
Damn, that's really great. Holy shit.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if I can take any more.
In time, what happens is it stretches you out a little bit, so even the larger part fits once you stretch it out a little bit. It'll be all right. You'll see.
Okay, thanks a lot Love Jones.
Because if it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Okay.
Oh, damn. Bob. Fucking A, Bob. Thanks, man.
All right, you're welcome.
Did you get that, Bob? Did you get all that? Did you get that?
Yeah,
he drew the little parallel, and he came up with a little thing, and there's something he already knew, but he didn't know how to know it. And he applied it into the bigger picture, and it made it so much simpler and easier, because then you didn't have to, like, chase it and run it back down. You knew it's like, oh, yeah. It's like, I got to move my bowels. I got to go to the bathroom. That's what that is. Oh, yeah. Well, I know how to do that. They do it the same way. It's boy, and we have to bust it.
Yeah, fix your mic. Okay, go ahead, Barb.
Am I still crazy? How about that?
A little blurry, but just fix your mic. Go ahead, Barb.
So it's y'all hearing, that's what I
hear. Yeah. Barb!
You have to undo her.
I did. She's unmuted. Let's see who this is. Anonymous, blocked.
Bob.
Yes, go ahead. Who's that?
Bert.
Hey, my Bert.
Hey, Ion. Hey.
Hey, you sexy thing.
Hey, I heard... Come on, man. Look. Some other shit to talk about.
You got some? Okay.
Hey, Ion,
then now wait. No, wait. Watch this, Bob. In 2.3 seconds, it's going to be right back about him. It is every single time. Watch. Watch. Go ahead.
Yeah,
hey, Bert. How they hanging? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm doing good.
True that.
Thank you for everything. You're helping me out with. I'm developing some more questions for you.
We're developing some answers for you too.
Yeah, but you're providing them to me also, Ion. So
nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Hey, I heard you talking to Ted about the 4X. That the 4X
yeah.
is gone.
Yeah.
I'm curious about that.
Okay.
Okay. In my working job, like in 11 days, we will be doing a 4X. And
oh,
that
man.
Will take place.
Oh,
or will
my.
It not take place?
Oh, my. Well, Bob says that Fetty Wap says that you fucked up some commas. So whether or not the transpiration expires is depending on the players. Let's say you have a closing attorney that closes a real estate transaction, and they close it, but they're not real, legitimate, or whatever. You get to choose whether you
yeah.
continue with the transaction or not. Well, that would be about the same conversation here, would it not?
Yes. Yes, I see what you're presenting, but this is something that we do every month. So are you saying that that has changed or that will change? Or is it the effect that will change? Because that's a projection going into the next month.
Not a projection.
Say again?
See, that's the problem. You're banking on a projection from a false premise. You're banking on something that's banking on something that's banking on something that of an EU that's crumbling. You're taking a currency that's bet on a currency that comes from a currency that is a currency that's fallen. It's dropped to the lowest almost ever, and you got historic everything that's unders, and not only are we going to see what level we're going to trade at, we're going to take them out of the basket altogether. Do the math. How are you going to peg a yuan against a euro when there's fixing to be no euro? Okay, stop right there. How are you going to peg a lira, which supposedly doesn't exist now, to a pound sterling, which does exist? Well, they're lira. People know what lira. They're trading lira right now. No, they're not. Yes, they are. No, they're not. There are basements full of goddamn lira that are coming up out of all of Italia right now. And then Brussels dollars is as good as ever. $5 a piece at par.
So was the Brexit and the fall of the pound in the last 2 weeks... The beginning of what you're saying now that the Forex is finished? Is it because
it is
of the pound? I mean, the Brexit?
It's as smooth as the roundness of your butt.
Okay.
Mm.
So.
See, it took 2.4 seconds, but we got it back about you, didn't we?
Yeah, but we're not going there, Ion. I'm telling you.
Okay.
We have other questions.
It's your party. It's your party. We'll try.
Okay.
We'll stay with
yes.
you. But it's
okay.
Sooner or later. Okay.
Okay. Now, this is not related to me. It's related to everyone who is listening.
See, we don't know. You keep talking about you. I don't know.
It's not about me.
Okay, everybody with muscles. Okay, gotcha.
Okay,
gotcha.
Everybody that's listening that can hear
everybody,
your voice and mouth has muscles.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You told me the last time I engaged you that the water in the muscle that is changing.
Yeah.
Is there a new chemical compound formula for that
yeah.
water in the muscle?
Yeah.
is it the same chemical composition of the super sugar?
It's better than that. Because the super sugar would just change you. You're talking about actual muscle formation. Not you. Not muscles for you. No, no. It has nothing to do with your muscle. No. It's for everybody else that's listening. It has nothing to do with you. That's right. That's right.
That's me.
We are. We told you. We're going to get there. We are going to provide to everyone who's listening but you something called Restructure. Which is going to change the way that lactic acid is stored, produced, and run within your the molecules of what you call your filled muscle mass. The filled muscle mass is the pretty parts. But you know, there's some folks, not you, but anyone else that's listening, might have a larger, fuller muscle mass. Now, let's just take a pec, okay? You can have it full and rounded into your skull. Not you, but everybody else. Anybody else would do like skull crunchers, skull crushes, or lawnmowers or something to build the lats to make the balance between those muscles. Not you, anybody else but you that would balance those if they wanted like the triceps or the biceps to be more pronounced. Well, all you do is normally they use either a creatine or a protein or something, and they do it with water so that it's like digested slowly, and it basically fills that muscle through ripping it, makes it larger. Not you, but other people who might be interested in that thing. But then they would engage those products, and it lasts for a second. But the second that they stop, it's like you let, not you, and not you, it's like that. All the air goes out of the balloon, and they're like this withery little piece of leather that are nothing. It's like, ugh, not good. So if you're interested in that sustaining, and like you pick, not you, but others that would make like a muscle memory, that once you have a memory in the muscle, you don't have to do so much. You just don't eat crazy and eat good carbs if you can and a lot of protein and stay on your other complement formulas. All of a sudden, your body's pretty cool and it'll do stuff. But we're just trying to get you to nut more. We don't really want your body, not you, but other people, to nut more so they can then be more visceral and tactile in their meat sack body. Not you, of course, but others. Then what happens is your body will respond in kind. And then you can do half the workout and get twice the increase in strength, mass, and function. Not you, of course, but can increase that. I mean, if we're not going to talk about you, we might as well not speak highly, right?
Right.
Good.
Right.
Bob, now Bob's the judge. Hey, Bob, was this about him or not? What do you think it is?
It was all about him.
That's what I thought, too. Pretty good. Yeah. It's all good. He did something else. He's something else.
Now I have to launder his own money through his own bank account.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but now let me tell you what, your little company that's running your Bitcoin business, you better get the fuck right or you finna go out. That's your free part. It didn't cost you nothing. We'd short that bitch, what we'd do. Bye. Say like
that. Hey, Ion.
Hey.
Ion, I was listening to you last week. Yeah. Has there been a slight change to the pie? Has there been a slight change to the pie? Because what you said last
3.1415.
But you said last week 926, and before you said 925. So that's why I'm asking.
Correct.
Has there been a slight change?
It goes on for eternity. 926 is what it's moved up to, and now it's moving up to 9.5. It's changing the way all pi is calculated. For example, amplitude and frequencies of a sine and cosine and running algorithms of any sort, every kind, frequencies themselves, it changes the how far they can reach. Like they'll change, have to change all pneumatics and mnemonics to make them blow up things with simple. It makes them much more powerful because they're not endless arcs of range. There'll be no more endless arcs of range. Get that, number one. There'll be no more endless arcs of range. And then what happens, you'll be able to use specific frequencies to blow shit up. You won't have to have nuclear bombs anymore. You just set a particular frequency, and it's lined up, and it goes, and it's all gone, blowed up. They're taking bombs now and robots and driving it up to terrorists that are shooting at police officers and blowing up people that are shooting people. How cool is that? They don't even have to go anymore. They just drive a robot out to them and blow them up. And here's the guy who's the jihadist ready to kill himself. Oh, I know that guy. That's Barney, the little robot. He's coming to blow my shit up. I'm going to kill myself anyway. Come on, you got to blow me up. I'm going to shoot hell out of you till you get in here. Bang, 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 boom, he blowed up. Well, another terrorist was blown up today, killed 437 people, and they are all ready to die. So they had to die. They were little people. Didn't have much form for them anyway, so it's all good in there. But we did indeed have to waste a perfectly good robot to blow him up. We're fixing to make SpaceX robots that don't blow up. They'll blow you up, but we can reuse them over and over and over again. So the next Bastille Day, we'll be ready for you. We won't have to do a thing. It'll be great. And we're laughing and joking and carrying on. We've been telling you all about this shit forever and nauseam. And everybody was like, what? Canada? What happened to Canada? Well, it's all gone. They ran out of money. They don't have any money. The money worth selling for a dollar, but nobody will buy it. They put it on eBay and nobody can get it. They can't get there and they don't know how to go from there. And it's kind of terrible. And I don't know what they're going to do with it. Canada can't afford themselves. And
what are they telling Justin Trudeau to do? What are they telling him to do?
Write Doonesbury.
They told him to write Doonesbury. Okay.
Yes. That's his little heart. He's pitiful. He's pitiful. But so far,
Is pi a variable now?
No, it will become the absolute most consistent, 3.1415, and stop.
Oh, okay.
926, but 926 is what it's moving up to. But, you know, it went for 1,000 placeholders. It was not finite, ever. So that's the shifting. And then it comes into this whole new world where it's a whole new place. Now, all of a sudden, the pound has to stand for itself. It hasn't had to do that for a long time. So that puts Barclays in a very precarious place because Deutsche Bank can't hold long. Deutsche Bank can't hold long. Deutsche Bank cannot hold longs. You understand the difference? It's like what you do with someone. Well, but we all know that. That's been the case all over. Look at their stock price.
And,
right.
Is there going to be a bailout of
No, there will not. Who has the money to bail out Deutsche Bank except for Bob? And he could give a fuck about Deutsche Bank. They haven't. Since ABN AMRO, why would he care?
I say, fuck you, Deutsche Bank.
The chancellor called and was sideways with Bob years ago, and he says, okay, we'll see how it works out for you. It's not a problem. I got a little something for you. He says, you know what? You run your country. You run Trafalgar Square. It's got nothing on me. You got it. Matter of fact, you better get you up some money. I'll get Mexico to build you another Berlin Wall. That's what I'll do. Mexico will pay for it. That's where it's all going to go. Look at them. You mess with me. We'll fix you right back up. It'll be East Berlin all over again. It's all good. But no, Deutsche's got themselves in a very precarious place because they financed all this. They made this Brussels Revolution. This has nothing to do with your Germany. It has to do with Brussels. Brussels is where all this is coming from, that all the moneymakers have to move. The imperial renegade rampant rovers have all landed in Brussels to see what Zurich's little play of the tete-a-tete would play today. Well, guess what? Just like Prussia, the jig's up.
I told those fuckers.
He did. Sad. Alas, poor Prussia. We knew them well. But if anybody's got any R.S. Prussia marks, better save it. It's very, very valuable. R.S. Prussia. It's very, very rare.
So if euros are canceled, is there going to be only credit?
There is no credit. There is no credit. Bob's not a credit. Bob said, in God we trust, all others pay cash. Yeah, you have it.
I've had enough of credit. Fuck that. We've just flipped out of that. We've gone pen tag.
Yeah, Wimpy has become morbidly obese on credit. I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today has made the world morbidly obese. And Carolyn, Dr. Carolyn Dean says, and the answer to schisms, the answers to schisms across the nation for the illegitimate doctoring of doctors, the doctoring the doctors, the doctors, the doctoring doctors, what must happen now is we must be dissuade ourselves of all the morbidly obese, meaning we have to get rid of them, get rid of all the morbidly obese people, so they got to go. Because credit has caused all this. So if you get rid of credit, then you're going to starve yourself back into health and happiness, just like Mr. Kellogg did in the road to Wellville.
I had to mute myself.
Yeah, it's okay. It smelled good, though, whatever it was. It's okay. And go wash your nasty head.
So Roxy said that she asked if the European Union would dissolve. Do you agree with that?
Yes, they already have. They already have. What, now their biggest pain, the only one that was paying was England, and they're out. So, yeah, they're gone. They're gone.
Wow. No more antichrist from you,
buddy. So now what? So now what's Greece? Now what's Greece?
No more antichrist from you.
That's right. So now what's Greece going to stay? Well, Greece wasn't paying anything. They could throw Greece out. Nobody would care. Italy, is Italy going to stay? They're just dragging on hind tit. The only thing they're sucking on what's left over is the titty when everybody else has drank their fill. They got bonds on bonds on bonds trying to get the milk to come in the titty. And they're stuck in there on a sugar tit right now trying to survive. One more day. What's left to pay except for Angela Merkel? She's it. And she can't pay. She can't pay no more. She can't pay no more. She'll tell you. If you look her right in the eyes, she'll tell you, we can't pay no more. Yay, Paris is all but gone. So, all right.
And this is all just preparing themselves for when I walk in, right?
So
this
far.
Is getting ready for Bob.
So far.
So far. Yeah.
It's scary. It's scary because it's Bob coming. He's got the great libertine gospel right now. But at night when he closes his eyes, he's like, oh, fuck, I really did create all this shit. That's why he's not sleeping much these days. He's on drudge. He goes on drudge to see what he's done today. It should be the Bob's drudge. The drudge of Bob. We'll probably add that. The Huffington Bob. We'll call it the Huffington Bob Post. And maybe that'll go. Or the Washington Bob. How about the Washington Bob or the New York Bob? How about that? Do you think the New York Bob Post? What do you think?
I like it. I'll go with it.
This financial apocalypse is going to affect only the people in the 666 frequency. Right.
Did you get that, Ian?
So
it's going to affect financial apocalypse. Armageddon will only affect the 666 frequency occupants.
Well, mostly just blow them up.